Hi, I'm Willis Kern. Thanks for choosing Sound Money on GLT, and thanks for listening to the Sound Money Podcast.
Support for GLT comes from Justin M. Boyd, financial representative at Country Financial, offering clients a one-on-one experience to meet all of their financial and insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and retirement options. More at facebook.com/JustinBoydCountry. This is GLT.
Because of America's consumer-driven economy, a culture that emphasizes what's new, and readily available credit, many Americans live beyond their means, some further beyond than others. Unsecured debt can pile up quickly through personal loans, credit cards, and other bills that stretch your income to the limit. Edgar Norton, director of Illinois State University's Institute for Financial Planning and Analysis, joins us. Edgar, that debt can become overwhelming, putting people in the position of paying mostly for interest just to get by. But for many families, finding ways to reduce or even eliminate debt has improved their lives. Some achieve it by downsizing parts of their lives. How does this work?
Credit cards were a great invention to help smooth out expenses and income and such, but boy, they can really come and bite you hard. We need to get spending under control. And part of that is just looking, what am I spending money on now? And what's really necessary? And what can I cut back? You know, we'll get people throwing things at the radio right now. I lived fine 10 years ago without a cell phone, but now we can't live without a cell phone. How did I live 10 years ago without that expense? Well, I live without the cell phone. I live without an expense. If I want to get serious about either saving money or paying down debt, maybe I can save $1,500 a month and not have the super duper cell phone that you carry around in your pocket or your purse. Willis, when I was growing up, maybe you too, the TV got a couple channels and had this antenna, rabbit ear thing on it. And we were kids, we enjoyed watching Bugs Bunny on TV, maybe.
And we didn't have $230 a month cable TV bills.
And we didn't have 230 channels that we didn't watch either.
Right.
And so, you know, is that bill really? And so you can look at your life. There's free Wi-Fi everywhere. Do I need it in my home? Can I sneak out once in a while and get the free? There's ways to look at. Yeah, obviously, some things you're locked into with a long-term contract for a car lease or rent or something, but as those come up for renewal, you can seriously look, do I really need to spend that money?
So you're talking about reducing your monthly expenses is probably the primary way of accomplishing a debt reduction. Do you have to live like a pauper? I mean, you're talking about some things that some people might interpret as, I can't do that. That's impossible.
A lot of people don't know where the money's going. It's good to, you know, get a few months' worth of either debit card statements, credit card statements, the checks you've written, and see just where the money is going and how much of that was really, really necessary.
So just being more disciplined.
Being more disciplined and seeing, you know, do I really have to spend it? Should I have done that? Or, you know, one credit counselor that I know has spoken in my classes talks about a spending category of MISC. Most people think MISC, that stands for miscellaneous, right?
Sure.
And no, for him, it stands for money I spent carelessly. And so you see how much money might go into that money I spent carelessly and then try to whittle that down over time.
Some people take on second jobs to try and maximize their income. That's not always possible for most people, but maybe if you can't get a second job, at least maybe a little part-time work or maybe selling some things off that you own or maybe just decreasing the amount of money that goes out. Those are all possibilities, right?
Indeed. We can be very inventive to try to look for sources of income if they're really necessary. And so a part-time evening job or a weekend job can really help to whittle down the debt over time, get us out of that hole. Or there are tools out there. If we have a lot of credit card debt and other debt that might be out there, student loans, maybe a loan consolidation might help, or we can trade in all those credit card bills and such for just one bill with maybe a lower interest rate. And that could ease up our budget. We can then dedicate more money to paying down the debt. Other strategies include what one radio personality calls a debt snowball, where you start paying off, you make minimum payments on your debts, except for the smallest debt out there, and you then put all your other extra resources into paying off that debt. And so you get a quick victory, the debt's paid off, and now that money can be designated toward the second biggest debt that you have to pay. And you kind of work it like a snowball going down a hill over time to pay off your debts. And so there are strategies out there Other people say you should knock off your highest interest debt first to try to save your interest money. That's a valid strategy as well. You know, there's the tools out there or strategies out there we can use to try to cut back on our debt systematically, but it does take discipline.
And if someone has a severe debt problem, it seems to me like maybe the first place to start is a total reevaluation of what's important in your life. Maybe you just need to reprioritize about the things you have, let loose of the things that you really, really don't need that maybe you worked long and hard to obtain, but you face the reality that I can't afford this. So it's kind of, I mean, it's a major paradigm shift.
I've seen too many stories where someone is trying to keep up with the Joneses, or they see their friends doing things and they think they need to do that too. And they make some foolish spending decisions and they have to pay heavily for it later.
So we're talking about basically reprioritizing your life, paying off monthly expenses in a different way, paying off credit cards in a different way. Is that pretty much it when it comes to lowering the debt in your life?
You know, no one likes dieting to try to lose weight, but it's like that for budgeting as well. Just getting the discipline and sticking to it one day at a time to try to whittle down the expenses and putting more resources toward paying down the debt and getting debt free.
Edgar Norton directs Illinois State's Institute for Financial Planning and Analysis, and we've been talking about ways to lower your debt. Thanks, Edgar.
You're welcome, Willis.
I'm Willis Kern.